This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Joining me now is my guest this morning, violinist Amalia Hall from NZ Trio, He Taonga Wairere. She's here to talk about the group's new concert. It's Groove Cafe. It's coming to Hamilton on March the 1st and we're looking forward to it. Nau mai, haere mai, Amalia. Welcome. Thanks for joining us on The Free Breakfast.
Kia ora. Thanks for having me.
So the show, you're bringing NZ Trio back to Hamilton, to the Gallagher Performing Arts Centre. The Groove Cafe title sounds such fun. Can you give us an overview of what, you know, who's performing and what audiences can look forward to?
Absolutely. Well, this is our first sort of main tour of 2026, and it's a little transition to ease people back in from holidays at the beach and having that really nice summery time off, and then finding our ways back into the inside to hear some live music. And all of the music that was programmed is really fun and rhythmic and just not quite as necessarily serious as we might sometimes program, or as challenging. We want it to be really accessible and yeah, it's all about just feeling the music and it's a really sort of just enjoyable way to get people along to start the year. And we've got a lineup of really cool music this time. We've got some music from Kiwi composer John Sarkis, his Island Songs, which is just such a favourite. We've performed it many times before, and then we cross over to Italy. We have Tre Movimenti by Eleodora Filinga. And then we go over to Canada. We have a piece called Ominous Machine by Vivian Fung. And then finally we have the Soviet composer Nikolai Kapustin, who's Dibeti Zimont. And this is really, really jazzy and just such a cool piece. We've played another of his trios a few years ago, and we're really thrilled to be playing some more music by him.
It sounds so, like, just fun, a real mix of styles there and composers. And you mentioned John Sarkis' Island Songs. It's really intentional, it seems, for you guys to have in your shows composers from Aotearoa. Tell us a little bit about that. I think, have you been doing that for a long time?
Oh, yes, 100%. So NZ Trio has existed for, I think it's 23 years now, and so it's really a real honour to be continuing the sharing music in the same vein that the group has set up previously. And representing Kiwi composers is very much at the heart of the values of the trio. And over the course of these 23 years, I think every trio has commissioned a vast number, like 75 works by New Zealand composers, which is quite amazing. And we love working directly with the composers and talking with them and really understanding what they want to express through their music, and making sure that we also bridge the gap between the composer and the audience by following the indications and just really, really listening to what the composer wants. So it's a really, really great process, and I think that's what makes NZ Trio quite unique in the fact that audiences can always expect something really fresh and really, really relevant and very unique to Aotearoa.
Well, you've got a reputation for making classical music feel welcoming and accessible. So how important is that connection with the audience?
Oh, it's super important, definitely. We love to play in all sorts of different venues as well, and smaller, more intimate venues too are really, really wonderful, where we can feel the energy of the audience. And it works both ways, you know. I think the audience loves to be up close to musicians, and then also we love feeling the presence of the audience. And it makes it even more impactful. In large concert halls, sometimes it can be a little more distant and less engaging, but playing in art galleries or in, you know, beautiful spaces like in the Gallagher, it's just such a welcoming space for music to be created.
Is there something when you're up there performing on stage and having that live music, and obviously in all those different venues and things, what do you think the value is for people to be there with you?
I think it's a time when people can really escape from the worries of day-to-day life and also just have time to reflect and to be transported, to be moved, to feel depth of emotion that sometimes we don't allow ourselves time to process as we go through our busy lives, and to be challenged, to be excited, to be just to experience so much and it's all a very individual process as well. So every single concert goer will have a different experience, and I think that's so wonderful. After concerts, you know, it's really important to us to have this manaakitanga and to talk to the orchestra, to the audience, and hear what their thoughts are. And we hear such a variety of responses, which is so wonderful, and that just really speaks to the human condition of every single person is living a different life, but music can bring people together and really unite people in their shared experiences.
I love that idea that we're all sitting there individually absorbing and interpreting and thinking things in our own little way, but we're doing it in this collective mass,
yeah,
you know, the audience, which is kind of fun. And, you know, the sitting down afterwards, that's such a wonderful thing for people who already know your work and love your work and are experienced as audience goers and fans, but also for maybe somebody new, because you're known for, I guess, not dispelling preconceptions about classical music being a bit stuffy, but you're definitely known to, you know, for your repertoire and the ambience. So for someone who's never been to an NZ Trio concert, as well as this wonderful opportunity at the end to talk with, you know, and ask questions, what else can they expect? If someone's a complete newbie?
Well, I think to turn up to an NZ Trio concert, all expectations should be thrown out the window, because we really do love to try and make it just as impactful as possible. And it's about presenting classical contemporary music in a way that is going to be really compelling. And that's the storytelling of the contrast between the pieces, how they're laid out in the program, which pieces are next to each other, and also in our interpretations too. Really strive to be making every note have meaning. And yeah, we certainly don't want it to be a boring, stuffy concert. We do everything possible to make it the opposite. And so, yeah, I love when people come to a classical concert for the first time, and then afterwards getting a chance to talk to them, they're like, wow, that was nothing along the lines of what I thought it would be at all. And to me, that's just really, really fantastic.
It does sound cool. And so the three of you are all working together, but you've had a little bit of a change in your lineup. So there's you, of course, and Matthias, who is on cello, but you've got a special guest pianist. Tell us a little bit about the other performers.
We do indeed. So yes, we're thrilled that we recently appointed Matthias Balbet on cello. And for the Groove Cafe series, we'll be playing with guest pianist Stephen De Pledge. It's going to be wonderful to be working with him again. We're really looking forward to it. And so we'll be rehearsing and touring very soon, starting the week after next, I believe.
So for local people here looking for tickets and things, have you got any info about that? I know it's at the Gallagher Performing Arts and March the 1st.
That's correct. Yep. 4 p.m. I believe. I think all the ticket links should be available through our website, nztrio.com, and all further information about the program and anything that people might want to investigate before the concert.
Look, that's so wonderful. Thank you so much, Amalia, for giving us just a little glimpse into what Groove Cafe is going to be. And look, it does sound like a wonderful concert to go to if you're already a fan, but also maybe take a couple of new people along. And
definitely.
Because it's fun. I think I saw you at the Performing Arts Centre at the uni a few years back, and look, it was great fun. So all the best for the tour. And
thank you.
And, yeah, I hope your final rehearsals and all of those really fine tuning and nuances that you put in go really well.
Thank you so much and hope to see you soon.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure. Bye. That's Amalia Hall there, the violinist from NZ Trio, ahead of their upcoming tour of Groove Cafe.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.